Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the thousands of articles and podcasts that are updated daily, and please share those on social media. Some of the top conservative contributors from all over the country over at AmericaOutLoud.com. So make sure you head on over to the website, check it out, share it on social media. And if you've got a podcast app like Spotify, iHeartRadio, please make sure you like and subscribe. We appreciate that a great deal. I've got a lot to talk about tonight, as a lot of things have taken place over the last week or so in Joe Biden's administration, and you look at what's going on overseas, and it's still mayhem, it sounds like, in Ukraine. But what has really been on my eye the past week is these gas prices just keep going up and up and up. I'm located here in Illinois. Last week we started about $3.79. Then by the end of the week it was $3.99. Then it was $4.09. And now it's $4.19 a gallon for gas, which is the highest I have ever seen it where I'm located, which is where I've lived all of my life. The gas prices are out of control. Inflation is out of control. And this is all under Joe Biden's administration and his watch. You've even got Elon Musk coming out and saying that the United States needs to start drilling oil so we can be energy independent once again. And obviously everyone knows Elon Musk is head of Tesla, which is electric cars. So this is not good for him to be saying this, but he's a billionaire. He's a smart man, and he's smart enough to see what the problem is that we just have to rely on Russia and some of these other foreign countries for oil when there's no need for it. Joe Biden stopped the drilling. He stopped us being energy independent. And now the economy is an absolute disaster. It's just very frustrating to see. It's not surprising because we've been saying this would happen when Joe Biden talked about how he was going to stop drilling during the election. But anyways, these are my thoughts from the weekend. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing good tonight. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in for another episode of After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Got to say, if you've been listening to the previous broadcast, we have really brought it home, getting you the latest and the greatest, dissecting all of the current events as they happen, as only After Dark and Rob and Andrew can do on the American Out Loud platform. So again, we thank you, and we hope you continue to listen, tune in, and share the broadcast. And don't be afraid to provide commentary when you go to the podcast site and you want to say something, whether you disagree or agree, feel free to drop us a line. We welcome that. You know, your opening, Andrew, was right on point about the gas prices. I live here in New York City. I don't have a car. I take public transportation, which is kind of risky in itself, due to the high crime that we're seeing. And I know that our mayor, Eric Adams, is telling everyone, go back to work, get on the subways, business as usual. Well, business as usual for what and what time frame? Business as usual for the 70s, when the crime was high, we had people being killed, the murder rate was going through the roof, as it is now? Or business as usual when Republicans, like Mayor Giuliani, was at the top? Because right now, where I'm sitting and what I'm seeing, no, I would be afraid to go out. And then those individuals that are driving their cars, the amount of money that it would take to fill up your tank is astronomical. How did we get here? Let's not blame COVID. I'm tired of blaming COVID on everything that's going wrong in society. Albeit COVID is the reason why a lot of the Democrats were able to move forward with their social agenda. But it's more than just that. It's the incompetence of our government headed by President Biden. It's the incompetence of our local leaders, our local politicians that are too woke, too stupid, too dumb to see the light of day. How is it 2022, we're still dependent upon foreign individuals, foreign countries, for oil and gas? When Trump was in office, yes, I'm taking it back to Trump. we became independent. We were using our own oil and gas. We have it here. We have the resources. The Keystone Pipeline. We were drilling. No, I know all of those tree lovers and the people that are green will come out and say, oh, we're destroying the environment. We're destroying this. Well, Biden closed it for us, the Keystone, said we're going to stop doing coal. But China never stopped. India never stopped. Russia never stopped. India and Russia, the largest polluters in the world, they're now producing more coal than anyone. They were laughing at us when we were saying that we're going to stop. And we're trying to be the forefronters. We're trying to be, well, we're going to set the example. The example for what? The example for having to be dependent upon another country? And look at where we are now. Look at what's happening in Ukraine. A war. And who's funding the war? Well, Joe Biden is funding the war, of course. Albeit we're only getting 4% of our oil from Russia, but why are we getting any of the oil from Russia? It's billions of dollars a day that we're giving him to help fund his war. And not only that, we're getting ready to meet with them to discuss the oil and gas. We shouldn't even sit at the table with this man. He's a ruthless dictator. How can this be? Where are the voices of reason on the left to speak out and say, this has got to stop? Those are the same voices that were sitting in the background, backseat drivers, saying that Trump was going to start World War III. All of them. You had the guy, Cuban, saying it. You had another gentleman on MSNBC. He was saying the same thing. He's going to start World War III. Well, it didn't happen. But yet and still, we're on the verge of something that might happen under President Biden. And all last week, they were speaking his virtues, that being President Biden. His State of the Union speech was just the best, and he knocked it out of the water. And so Christine Gillibrand, she ran up to him after the speech and saying, oh, Joe, you just hit all the points. What points? He didn't hit any points. He failed to mention the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, where 13 soldiers were killed. He failed to mention that had he acted in plenty of time and put sanctions on Russia, we wouldn't be where we are now. He failed to mention that he was able to coalesce other countries to agree that we should say, stop with the SWIFT banking. Let's stop it. He didn't mention that. He failed to mention that China had told Russia, no, wait until after the Olympics, and then you go in. He failed to mention that China refused and India refused to say what Putin was doing was wrong. He failed to mention any of that. Instead, he obfuscated and claimed that we want to fund the police. Like, no, you don't. All those tapes that we have, are you saying to fund the police? And all the people on your party, AOC, Cori Bush, Ilhan Omar, Ariana Presley, even Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, even Barack Obama said to reimagine the police. And now you guys are saying we want to fund the police. No, you don't. Stop lying. But Andrew, what's so scary about all this is that our fellow Republicans, rhinos actually, Republicans in names only, will not stand up and push back because they claim that we've got to be civil. What is wrong with pushing back? You're still being civil. But if you don't stand for something, you will fall for nothing, as you say, Andrew. And nothing is the nothing that's coming from the left. There's no reason why people should be paying $5 for gas when we have it here in our own country. But instead, well, we're going to get it from another country. What kind of sense does that make? You have it here, but you want to get it from another country. Well, it's the same way they're running the government. As opposed to allowing able bodies to work and make money. No, don't do it. Get it from the government. Allow the government to give you the money. This is where we are. Yeah, we want to look at other countries and look down on them. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, and I think inflation is up more than what the media is saying. I think they've said something like 7%, but you just look at gas, for example. When Trump was in office, it was around $2.40 a gallon here, and now it's $4.20 a gallon. that's more like, you know, 80% it went up, not 7%, you know. So I think inflation is up even more than what the media is talking about and what they're putting light, shining light on. You just look at gas, for example, like I said, it's up almost 80% of what it was under President Trump. This is coming out of the American people's pockets. And I think that the elites in Washington, D.C. are completely oblivious to what's going on because they don't care that gas is that much money because they're all millionaires. They can't relate to the American people. So there's a disconnect between who we have representing us in office and the American people. And we see that more and more each and every day.
We do. Inflation, I agree 100%, is up more than what they're actually saying because you look at the food prices. But remember, we were told that inflation is good. It's okay. It's not going to harm you. You can, all the money that the government gave you, you can use that money to buy your goods and services. Don't worry about it. This is what we were told. And unfortunately, a lot of people believe this. They're buying into it. We're back to the 70s. And what's equally dangerous is that we don't have a media that is truthful. We don't have a media that will call balls and strikes. We have a media that will divert, spin, propagandize, and support this administration because they know that Joe Biden is a failure. As we speak right now, I have individuals that are texting me that are completely in left field as to what's happening. They don't see it. They don't get it. To me, that is extremely scary. Because if China were to make a move, they wouldn't even believe that. They would continue, oh, no, no, it's okay. Oh, no, no, no. We have become so divided in this country. And for what? You would think once the curtains were opened and you would see everything that people would say, oh, here it is. But we're not. Look at COVID-19. Where the heck is Dr. Fauci? After all the wrong he's done, where is he hiding now? The Democrats, oh, let's get rid of him because we're going to lose the midterms. Let's get rid of him. Oh, we cured COVID. We can now open up. No, it's still here. It will always be here. But what happened, Andrew, is that once they messed up the economy, took away a lot of our rights, then they decided, okay, let's let everyone go back out. They won't know the difference. They won't realize that we've taken away a lot of the rights that they used to have. Because that's what we're up against now. Free thinking, any other person or any at any other time in history would look at our economy and say, we're in bad shape. But people are sitting around laughing, oh, inflation, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let's just keep going. And then they will support these highfalutin athletes and entertainers who were behind all this, close up things and don't open up. See, they can pay for it. They're not affected by it. It's the average man, our middle class, bleeding, trying to stay above it all while we're taking their jobs overseas. And we sit there and we just fold our arms and, oh, it's okay. It's okay. It is not okay. It's never okay. What are we going to leave our future generation? What are we going to leave our children, our children's children? A complete disaster. Biden doesn't know what he's doing. He's just making it up as he goes along. Who knows who's feeding him misinformation? And then he has the audacity, Andrew, to get in contact with the Saudis and tell them, pump more oil. We need more oil. And what did they say? In essence, they're like, screw Biden. We don't care anything about him. He's going to accuse us of killing some journalists, which has nothing to do with us. That's none of our business. But we're trying to police them and we can't police ourselves. We can't police Hunter Biden, who probably has something to do with Ukraine, oil dealings, as well as China. But we can't police that because big tech will censor you and will shut you down. But instead, we can go to Saudi Arabia and we can try to tell them, read them the rights and the wrongs. I don't blame them for saying, screw him. He can't tell us what to do. You can't even manage your own country. But this is where we are. And then you have people in the media, they'll sit there like, well, you know, they're not supporting Biden. Who would support him? The guy is feckless. He's a weak leader. And as we spoke about on our show the other day, Andrew, a strong leader is the leader of Ukraine. That's a strong leader. What we have here is nothing to be desired. His gait when he walks is completely off. But we're supposed to suspend reality and say, oh, no, that's fine. Just like they say, it's fine that he stutters and stumbles. Well, he has a speech impediment problem. No, the hell he doesn't. Please stop it. If you believe that, I can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. Come on, folks. We got to wake up and face reality. Inflation is high, and it shouldn't be that way. It is not because of COVID. It is because of the failed policies of the left. Let's just admit it. Biden has failed us. He will continue to fail us. And if Republicans don't get together, the failing will continue.
Yeah, and we're over a year into Joe Biden's presidential run. And you look at all these problems that he's been having that we did not have under the previous administration, yet you still see several people in the liberal media and liberals themselves that are trying to blame President Trump for what is going on here. Of course, they like hitting on the fact that President Trump threatened to withhold aid to Ukraine, which he ended up not doing. He was just saying that to try and get the information he wanted out of him to find out about the corrupt Bidens, because we know that corruption was neck deep in Ukraine and Hunter Biden was the center of it. And President Trump was trying to get to the bottom of that. But here you have Democrats still blaming President Trump over a year into Joe Biden's presidency. Do you think this tired talking point will ever end from the left?
It won't end. For them to go back and say, well, Trump wanted to withhold aid from Ukraine. And I would just say, okay, let's go back 30 years when Bill Clinton convinced them to give up their nuclear arms. Why was that? Let's go back 12 years when Obama allowed Russia to go into Crimea and did absolutely nothing. When W allowed them to go into Georgia and did absolutely nothing. We knew this was coming. We knew this was going to happen eventually. But yet and still, we kept the carrot in front of Ukraine saying that, hey, there's a possibility we'll let you in the old boys club in NATO. For 30 years, you never did it. All we had to do is just say, okay, we understand your concerns. Ukraine will not become a member of NATO. So that you won't think that we're going to put troops along your border. That's it. Leave it at that and move on. That's all you have to do. But we didn't want to. We want to play, let's dingle the carrot. And now, well, Trump didn't want to. He was going to withhold aid. And if you get on every phone call with these foreign leaders, with the president, you will hear them doing the exact same thing. Well, if you don't do this, we might not do this. If you don't do that, we might not do this. But yet and still, they impeached Trump over Ukraine. They impeached him. Fast forward. All the good that did, because it was a complete lie. And if we had journalists who would really dissect that and say, folks, look at what happened. President Trump, 45, was impeached over Ukraine. And for what? And now look at what's happening. We should impeach Joe Biden for not giving them the aid or this putting on the sanctions when he should have. A dereliction of duty. But the Democrats won't do it. And then the rhinos in the White House, I mean, on the Hill, they're not going to do it. I know Lindsey Graham is coming out saying, well, we should have someone to assassinate Putin. Hey, folks, it's all talk. He wants to make himself look good. As I said before, I don't trust him. He's always straddling the fence, no pun intended, but we can't trust him. We can't trust a lot of these Republicans. So although we're looking at 2022 and saying, oh man, we're going to just like clean up, take it with a grain of salt, because Republicans are known to blow things up. They can't get it together for some reason. I wish a lot of them would just move over, just change parties. Why don't you? Just go ahead and become Blue Dog Democrats, because you're not Republicans. You're not. Because if you can't stand up for party principles and say, wait a minute, this is what happened. You can dislike Trump all you want to. And as I've said before, he is not a politician. So I don't expect him to be polished like a politician. But what he is a savvy businessman, a savvy negotiator who knows how to get the deal done. Why is it that Putin didn't invade Ukraine when Trump was in office? Why? Why is it that North Korea didn't just put a bomb on Japan? Why is it that China didn't go in and take Taiwan? But why is it now we hear the threats and they're coming to fruition. No one can explain that. Well, they can, but their behaviors, though, they can't. When it doesn't even take a rocket scientist, you can just explain this to a first or second grader, and they'll say, well, the reason why they did it is because they don't fear Biden. It's plain and simple, Andrew. You don't have to do any like all of this like machination. Let me figure this out, connect this, let's analyze this, analyze that. No, you don't have to do any of that. The truth is in front of us. These individuals did what they did, individual being Putin and his army of derelicts, because they knew that Biden wouldn't do anything. All yeah. Biden had to do was from day one was to put on the sanctions. But what did Biden say? Well, I told him it's just going to be a little situation when he goes there. And I told him that if you do cyber attack, you can't test this, that, and the other thing. Are you serious? I mean, Andrew, does that make sense? You're telling him that if you go in, it's just a minor excursion. Don't go too far. And then if you do cyber attacks, you can't test the defense system. You can't touch this grid or that grid. Do you think Trump would have said that?
No, he wouldn't have. And as we were saying, this would have never happened under Trump. He was a strong leader that projected confidence. And China and Russia, they paid attention to that and knew that full well. That's why they desperately wanted him out of office. And you see Vladimir Putin, who's just completely outsmarted Joe Biden throughout this. He saw what happened in Afghanistan. He knew that Joe Biden was a weak leader, and he knew that he wouldn't want to get involved once again after all the blowback he got from the disaster that happened over the summer in Afghanistan. So we're seeing exactly what we expected. Putin and China both feel more emboldened with our weak leadership that we have here in the United States of America right now.
Emboldened completely. And why wouldn't they be? When you don't have a strong leader at the top, they know that they can do anything. It's just like mom and dad. Mom says no. Dad says yes. You play them against each other. Well, I'm going to wait until dad is gone, and then I can do it. Wait until mom is gone, and then I can do what I want to do under the other parent, because they're going to give me all this latitude. This is what we have with Biden. Had Trump been in office, this would have never happened. I don't care what the rhinos say. This would have never happened. Would have never happened. You know why? Because they would have feared him. As our guest who came on the show, Joe Kent, said, they look at him and say, well, he's thuggish. Well, they're thuggish also. And sometimes you might need a thug to build down or beat down another thug. They didn't know which direction he was coming from. This guy's a loose cannon. And you had many on the left saying that, oh, he's a loose cannon. We don't know what he might do. We don't need his hands on the red button. Well, look at Biden. I'm more fearful of him with his finger on the red button than Trump. I'm more fearful of him walking around with the suitcase with all the numbers, going to Delaware, staying in a mansion that Hunter Biden bought with ill gains, than Trump, who worked long and hard for what he got. Now, I know that the attorney general is trying to take him to court because she's saying, oh, well, he estimated this a little bit too much. Folks know about real estate and appraisals. I know about it. Okay. And it's all subjective. And what they're doing right now, again, they're fooling you, having you to think that this is what's happening. And which is exactly what Putin is doing. Putin is telling his people, they told his people, oh, they're going to welcome us in Ukraine. We got to do this. Whereas the truth is nowhere near what he's saying. We got to wake up. We got to wake up, because the media has been playing a number on us. And that is another reason why I am so glad that CNN is failing. I want MSNBC to fail. I want the Washington Post to fail. I want the New York Times to fail, because they're nothing but propaganda arms of the left, of the Democrat Party. And when you don't have an objective media, they will tell you anything. The same way they did with COVID. They told us anything, and people will hold true to it. Although they see that their house is burning, they will say, it's not burning. You got to wake up, because that's not it. You have got to wake up. And as they say, smell the political coffee. Because what we're up against right now is a defining moment as to who we are as Americans. We already know the Ukrainians, as valiantly as they're fighting for the love of their country. How many Americans would do that? All the people that claim to be woke, they wouldn't do it. They would not do it at all. but they're setting an example. They're leading the way. And if we don't wake up and just call it the way it is, Biden has failed us. He's leading us down a path of destruction. We've got to. Because if we don't, we will continue to fall and we will not be the superpower. I mean, before long, people are going to be fighting for goods and needs. You go to the supermarket, there's nothing there just about. I was trying to buy a new iPad for my kid the other day, and they said, oh, well, it's on hold. I'm like, why? Well, we can't get the supplies. We can't get the parts. Like, are you serious? It's gotten that bad. But people think, oh, you don't need that. Oh, don't worry about it. No, it's bad. And we shouldn't be there. We have got to wake up and we've got to call it the way we see it. And as for those rhinos, we got to get rid of them. We have got to get rid of them. We've got to call them out. And I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. And I'm going to bring up Mike Pence, some of the things that he's saying. And again, the spinning of the media saying that Republicans are saying that Putin was smart and he did that. No, come on. Think about hyperbole. Don't believe the lies, Andrew. But yet and still, many on our side will believe the lie and will attack each other, knowing that that wasn't the truth. But we feel as if though in order to be accepted, oh, well, we've got to give them a little bit. I wouldn't give them an inch. I say bulldoze right over them.
Yeah, well said. Mike Pence and Bill Barr were both huge disappointments to President Trump and his administration, and they continue to be because they continue to talk. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Dr. Vladimir Zelenko knows a thing or two about the immune system. He was nominated for a Nobel Prize for his early COVID-19 treatments, and now he's offering his Z-Stack supplements to our listeners at a discount. Just go to zstacklife.com/freedom. That's zstacklife.com/freedom.
The spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. We are the voice of a nation, the American nation, that is. This is Malcolm Out Loud. I invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com, where the fight for liberty and justice continues. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
And we're back with After Dark, Robert Andrew. Thank you for tuning in to the second half of the show. And before we went to break, I was talking about the rhinos who are only Republicans in name only, and that's what rhinos stand for. And I know that a lot of you heard last week that Mike Pence came out and made some remarks on Republicans that he said are supporting Vladimir Putin. And he's not the only one. There have been folks on the left in the media, and they're always saying it, that Republicans are supporting Putin, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Amy Boback, and of course, Donald Trump. I, you know, Andrew, sometimes I wonder, how the heck did we get here? How did people become so dumb and stupid and ignorant. I hate to be so crass and just, but you have to just break it down and just put it to them the way it actually is. And what I mean by that is that if you go back, if you pull the tape as to what Trump actually said and what some of the Republicans said, none of them were praising Putin and what he has done. What they did say was that, wow, that was a smart, calculated move, what he did. And we have to be honest, it was. And what he's doing now with China was very calculating and was smart on his end. We just have to speak truth to power. You look at what happened during all the different wars. No, that's not to say that we agree with what they did, but the moves that they made was extremely smart for them to be able to get together a coalition to go against the world and to feed them that propaganda. Yeah, it was wrong, but they did it. Okay. So what Trump was saying was not that, oh man, he's the smartest man out there, was that that was a calculated move to wait, to go and work with China to say, hey, when I do this, do you got my back? Yeah, we got your back. It happens all the time. Look at football. If you have opposing teams or any sports, you have an opposing team. And the team that you're trying to win outplays you and you go, wow, that was a smart move by them. So are you saying that you hate them and, oh, they're evil, they're this? No, you're just saying what they did was a smart move because they won the game. Plain and simple. That's all you have to look at it. So with Mike Pence trying to come out and chastise Republicans because you're supporting Putin, it is a waste of time. He's playing into the rhetoric of the left. And as far as I'm concerned, he should just move over to the left. Plain and simple. Just move over. Because you know exactly what your party was saying. You know exactly what they meant. And then to try and come out and be an apologist, as you're saying, oh, they're being an apologist for Putin. Please stop it. You're buying into the rhetoric of the left. And you know it. Come on now. So what is Putin going to say? Well, Biden was really smart and that he was able to get those, I guess, two or three NATO folks to cut off the oligarchs their money. So if Putin were to say that, is he wrong or right? You see what I'm saying? We got to stop this wordsmithing and stop trying to like, well, he said the wrong thing because he didn't say it the way I wanted to say it. It gets bogged down in filth and stupidity. And what does it do? It creates a wedge within the party itself. So now you have Pence over here saying his little thing. Well, I'm going to come out and make certain that they understand that I don't agree with it. We already know that. Then you have others on the other side saying, nope, he's just this dumb. He's playing into what the left wants. So by the time we get to the midterms, the party is completely divided. And then we can say that the left was clever in what they did. Why wouldn't we? Because they are. What they're doing right now, they're extremely clever because they're playing this out. They have everyone on the right afraid to say anything about Biden, knowing that he's a senile old man who doesn't know anything. But we better not say it. It is the same thing with racism. Look at how we allow them to shut us down. Afraid to say anything about racism, lest they say that you're a racist. You have Black people, you have Hispanic people, you have Indian people, you have Chinese people, you have Japanese, the whole rainbow coalition on the right. But you're allowing the left to say that everyone on the right, they're all racist. And we say nothing about it. We just roll over. Let's hold our heads down. I remember when George Bush number two was in office and they would call him a racist. He would never speak out. He would just hold his head down. I'm not going to say anything. Well, you see where that got him? You see where that got the party? It got us absolutely nowhere. If you go back and you look at some of the things that George Bush II did for minority communities, you would be amazed. And you would say, I didn't know he did it. Well, how would you know? He never said anything about it. And then right-wing media outlets wouldn't say anything. But we're not going to say, no, you have to say something. You have to push back. That is the reason why we are where we are now, because people did not push back. We chose not to push back. We allow them, in essence, to define us. They define us as being the party of racism, which is so completely wrong, because you have all these groups that are within the party define us as being the party of homophobics. And you have gays that are on the right. See, it makes no sense, but when we allow them to define us, and we say absolutely nothing, because we want to be proper and prim, and we want to uphold the virtues of the party, and we want to show that we're better than them, you're failing. This is 2022. You cannot go to a gunfight with a water gun. Now, I know some are going to say, oh, don't talk about guns. No, I'm just speaking the truth. You cannot go to a gunfight with a water gun. You can't go to a gunfight with a knife. I don't care how savvy you are with the knife. You have to approach your enemy with the same thing they have, and then some. Otherwise, you will lose. And we have often spoken about this on the show. 2022. It's going to be a shoo-in. Take it with a grain of salt. Because if we have this division in the party already that's coming from the top, not that Mike Pence owns any part of the party, just imagine what will come or what will happen when we get closer to 2022 November. You had Senator Thune on CBS with Gayle King saying something similar. Like, who is this guy? He's a rhino. He was supposed to retire. They convinced him, don't retire. So he's going to stay there and create more problems. You have folks within the party refusing to denounce Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. Why? Adam Kinzinger is still wet behind the ear. What has he done? What bills has he put up? What bills has he supported? What has he done? Nothing but work against the party. Ben Sasse, the same thing. What have they done to uphold the party virtues and to stand out? Well, Ben Sasse went on The View talking about some book and then trying to trash Trump. It's like, dude, he's a leader of your party. Really? How about saying, you know, we have a difference of opinion, but I'm here to talk about my book. No, I'm going to just take a dig in also, just to raise up my profile. And you have others that are doing the exact same thing. We've got to do better if we expect to win this election in 2022. And we've got to call out the rhinos. Now, some would say, yeah, but now you're saying attack your people in your own party. No, those people that are rhinos, they shouldn't be in the party. They're just there for name only, just trying to make a name for themselves. But as far as the real issues, they will flip and they will flop. They're afraid. We're getting ready to go to hearings for the Supreme Court justice, Ketanji Jackson. You have a lot of people that will be afraid to ask the hard pressing questions, because if I do, they'll say that I don't like Black women, or I don't like women. Well, the Democrats are the ones that don't like women. They're allowing transgender men to say that they are the real women, that they're what women should be. We know that's wrong. You can speak out against these fallacies without having hate in your heart. You can say, hey, I don't agree with this, because if we're going to follow the science, this doesn't make sense. A man cannot be a woman. I don't even care if he changes his anatomy. He still can't be a woman. He was born a man because of the chromosomes.
Amen.
And I've said this before. I know that there's some mad scientists like Dr. Fracci in a lab somewhere trying to toy around with the chromosomes. Do not doubt me on this. I'm serious. They're there trying to toy around with the chromosomes to try to change it up. They are there trying to do it. But as it stands today, coming out and saying, no, you can say that you are a woman. You can say that you've had a sex change. That's fine. You can say it. I don't have to say it. And that doesn't mean that I'm disrespecting you. We have an entire one point talking about the pronouns. I see people putting on their pronouns on their salutary lines. He, she, her.
Cringe.
It that day. Like, how did we get here? And what's equally interesting, Andrew, is that we have people that are on the left that believe, or so they say, in the Bible. They believe in Christ. They believe in the teachings. But when it comes to that, it goes right over their heads. They don't see it because there's so much hate for conservatives. There's so much hate. The left has managed to indoctrinate into their heads that conservatives are racist. That's in their head, and you can't tell them anything else, even if it's at their detriment. There was an article that came out the other day from NPR about guns, and they were saying, in essence, they were saying that more Black people own guns, they'll commit suicide. I'm like, where did that come from? And this is from NPR, National Public Radio, and I think that we should not be funding it because it's completely biased. If you're going to be nationally funded and you're for the public interest, you should be covering both sides and not one side. But somehow, along the way, the right lost sight, took their eyes off the big picture, and allowed the left to just run wild with it, the same way they allowed the left to run wild with social media. So you have articles like that coming out saying, well, you know, Black people, the more they own guns, you know, they'll commit suicide. And what will happen? Black people will read it, and like clockwork, they'll start thinking about it and say, oh, well, that's right. I don't need a gun. Let's go away with all the guns. We don't need guns. Not knowing history, not knowing that the NRA was formed to protect them and to give them guns because of the KKK. Because after slavery, the law was that Blacks couldn't own guns. So here comes along the NRA, established by conservatives, by Republicans, to say, we're going to give you guns to defend yourselves. They don't know that history. They don't know it. They're so far from removed from it. They don't know it at all. So they'll sit there and bow their heads and shake their heads and say, yeah, that's right. We don't need guns. We don't need guns. And then when the country is taken over, now I'm just speaking hypothetically, by bad people, you don't have a gun to defend yourself because you sat there and said, that's right, we don't need guns. No, I'm not saying everybody needs a gun, but you have the right to have a gun. So just in case something like what's happening in Ukraine takes place, you can defend yourselves. And don't say that it can't happen because you look at the crime. Who's defending us? They defunded the police. Crime went up. Now we don't have guns to defend ourselves. So now we're at the mercy of criminals. Though some would say, oh, that's a far reach. Oh, really? Well, come to New York City and see how far of a reach that is. Go to some of the Asian communities and see how far of a reach that is. Yet and still, conservatives, they'll sit back and not try to break this down and get people to understand this is exactly what's happening. This is what we're trying to caution you and warn you about. You know, people just go their merry little ways afraid. And what are you afraid of? What are you afraid? Why are you afraid? To speak the truth. If you have the truth on your side, speak the truth. And speaking of the truth, Andrew, I don't know if you saw the other day, I think Bill Barr, the former Attorney General of President Trump, is coming out with a book. And he's giving an interview with Lester Holt, or he gave an interview with Lester Holt. But anyway, in the interview, he's saying that Trump wanted him to tender his resignation. He said, you're out of here, you're that. And that he told Trump that he saw nothing with the election, that there was no cheating, and that he should move on, he should do this, yada, yada, yada. And we have discussed Bill Barr on this show on numerous occasions. And when Trump first picked him, he put his hands out and said, hey, I'll take the job because I need to straighten out things. It was rather admirable because he saw that the Department of Justice was being mired in a lot of politics. It had become political. So he wanted to clean it up. So he came in, he looked at the whole Russia collusion thing and said, you know, this makes no sense. We know there is no collusion. Come on, Bob, get over it, move on. And which is what he did. But then after that, he did nothing else. I mean, he tried to look at the election and say, mail-in ballots is flawed and it's ripe for cheating. And he sat this on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. But then after that, it was like he just like, you know, just became part of the furniture. So he's now out there with the book. As they all come out with the book, we wanted to sell books. They want money. I'm going to set the record straight. I want you to see what I saw and what I felt. And he, in essence, he was saying that the party, the Republican Party, needs to move on beyond Trump because Trump doesn't have the temperament to be the president. And that had Jan 6, had it not happened, you know, he would have been okay. Here's my take on Bill Barr. As I said, I thought it was rather admirable for him to raise his hand and say, hey, I'll become the attorney general. But he was focused on one thing, and that was trying to set the record straight with the Department of Justice. And apparently it still hasn't been set straight because you have people like James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, who should be in jail. Andy McCabe, they should be in jail. But he gave them a walk because he's looking at, well, they served their country before all of this, and I'm going to give them a pass. No, you can't give a pass because you have these people still out there spewing and spreading and spinning lies. The complete arm of justice should have come down on them. It would have come down on me. Why not them? What makes them so special? I don't care how long they served. You can still become errant and do something that you shouldn't do. So while he's out there spinning this and putting his book, of course, the left, they love him now. Now, remember, Andrew, they hated him when he was working with Trump. They hated him. They came out and said, oh, he's Trump's personal attorney and he's this, he's that. Now they've forgotten all about that. Now they love him. And you know what? People will forget the hate that the left had for him if you don't remind them, because the left will take those tapes and hide them. And if you find those tapes and put them out there, social media will say, wait, do you have permission to use this tape? You see? They're all in it. They're all colluding. So you would have thought that Barr would have come out and said, wait a minute, there is a serious issue here. You don't have to like Trump's style. But what happened is wrong. And he himself even said, Andrew, he was on the Hill and he said there was collusion. No, he said there was spying taking place. He said it. And that Trump has every right to be behaving the way he is. How would you feel that as soon as you come in, your presidency is being mired by lies? He said it. I didn't say it. He said it. And I'm going to try to pull the tape and play it for you guys the next time. Because Barr said it himself. Now he has an about face. He's pretending as if they'll know it was all Trump's fault. And why? Because of Jan 6. So many people are focused on Jan 6. The lie that Jan 6 is, as I've said on numerous shows, in my opinion, it was a College Board prank. But people will hold on to Jan 6 as if though all the world was coming down. It's like, but you do realize that there were actual gunfires on the Hill and the Capitol, and people got killed. There was a bomb explosion. Oh, and they had guns on Jan 6. No one was arrested for having a gun. None of those individuals, protesters, shot anyone. Now, the police officer or security guard, wannabe security guard, did shoot Ashley Babbitt. And we don't know the story behind it. But you see how the media has framed this? To make it look as if though, once again, the right is bad. And the folks on the right, Republicans, are so stupid and so dumb, they don't know how to push back. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's pushing back. We have some that are pushing back and they're calling it the way it is. But to make Jan 6 more than what it is ridiculous. And in order to get back that ground, Andrew, it's going to take forever because this is already embedded in the minds of individuals. That Jan 6 was the worst thing that happened since 9/11. And we know that it wasn't. The worst thing to happen was when the women decided to camp out in the halls of the Senate to keep the senators from voting on Kavanaugh. When you had rioters scratching at the door of the Supreme Court, but you had right-wing outlets that didn't want to report on it. They wanted to move right over. Is if they'll say, well, this isn't a good story, so we're going to be better than them. No, you can't, because this is how history is formed. When you don't cover it, if you don't talk about it, it is buried. And then later on, when someone decides to research it, that's when it comes out. But it's too late. The damage has been done. We have to start calling this stuff out as it happens. And that is a reason why I call out Biden's ineffectiveness. Because he's ineffective. Had he put in the sanctions before and not after, we wouldn't be where we are. Had Biden not been in the White House, Andrew, Russia would have never gone into Ukraine. China would not be looking at going into Taiwan. And I heard that Rocket Man decided to do another missile near Japan because, you know, he was lonely. He's not getting any attention. So he wants some of the attention from the left. We have to call all these things out, and we have to keep them out front and center. As you started out saying the show, inflation, we have got to keep it out there. We cannot allow them to dance around it and to pretend that it doesn't exist, because it does exist. And it is not a good thing. It is a bad thing. But if people don't know about it, what are they supposed to say? What are they supposed to think? It is a responsibility of our party to stand up. You look at in Texas, Beto O'Rourke, he's running for governor. Like, are you serious? The guy's already failed running for president. He failed running for the Senate. So now he wants another crack at it. And then look at a lot of the other candidates that are running. What are Republicans doing to support them? Well, they're going to support all the rhinos. It's time to get rid of the rhinos, because the rhinos, it's going to just be status quo. They're not going to stand up. They're not going to push back. We need people who are going to push back, like the Joe Kents, Laverne Spicer, Monica Dela Cruz. We need folks that are going to get in there and say, hey, we want to make a difference. And we need for the party to go into the communities of Black people and Hispanics and say, look, here's an alternative. We hear you. But if you're going to be afraid of your own shadow, if you want to always make nice with the left, if you want always, well, I don't want to say this because I don't want them to think that I'm a racist or I'm a homophobe or I'm a this. It's like, wake up. Come on. We have so many people in our party that we could put out front, as opposed to Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy. I'm so sick and tired of Kevin McCarthy. He wants to be Speaker of the House so bad. But then I would ask him, are you running anyone against Nancy Pelosi in her district? I don't care how stronghold you say the district is. Are you running anyone? Are you running anyone against Dianne Feinstein? I don't care how strong of her district you say is Democrat or blue. What are you doing? She's old. She's feeble. You can get a young strapping candidate if you were to support them. We don't support candidates enough. And we talk about this on the show nonstop, but we have to keep doing it. And the reason why we have to keep doing it, because if we don't do it, who else will do it? No one. And then we're allowing the left to shape the narrative, to define us, to tell us who we are. And we can't do that. Because if we do, we will lose consistently. So we've just got to stay focused, laser focused, and call it the way it is and see where our party is and how we can grow it and how we can get people involved, more people involved, people that look like the makeup of the world, of our country, of our nation, of our party. We've got to start supporting these candidates and then speaking truth to power and stop allowing the left to define us. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. Next up, as I said, you know, keep looking at China. As Colonel Julie Hall came on our show last week and said, we've got to look there because they're committed to go into Taiwan. And as she said, when they were training the Taiwanese soldiers, it was said, don't call them Taiwanese, call them the Republic of China. Like, China has that much power? Yep, they do. Because China has a footprint all over us. And, you know, the other day, Andrew, I had put on one of the social media platforms a comment about China. And I said that when China goes into Taiwan, are we going to have these Fortune 500 companies to pull out, as they're saying they're doing with Russia? Now, if I were the president, I would already contact these Fortune 500 companies and say, start pulling out now. Have a backup plan. Because if China does this, this is what we expect of you. Do you think Biden is thinking about that? Absolutely not. He's in bed with his milk and cookies, And we could probably wake up one day with Chinese having warplanes hovering over Taiwan. And then you'll have Apple, you have the NBA saying, oh, don't look at it. That's not our fight because we're making money from China. We need to wake up. Biden should already have a plan in place. But I'm sure Barack Obama is telling him, don't worry about it. When it happens, you can think about it then. Then, well, who are we going to have as our allies to support us? Because China is just about in every country funding them. I mean, we can't take our eyes off the ball. These are big picture items that we need to be focused on. Ukraine is not NATO. Okay, fine. That's not our war. Fine, I get it. But we should have been able to provide them with supplies to help defend themselves. Now, what are we doing with Taiwan? Taiwan has a strong army, but what are we doing? They're not part of NATO, but in an agreement, we're supposed to protect them. How many countries are we going to get to come behind us to protect them? How many of our corporations will say, China, that's it? Because if we were to do it now as a deterrence and say, if you do go there, we're going to move Apple out. We're going to take the NBA out. We're going to take Walmart out, but they won't do it. And China knows that they won't do it because we want that market. But we need to do it. If we were to go there, if China were to go to Taiwan and we were to put sanctions on them, China could say, okay, we're not going to give you any of your antibiotics. We're not going to give you any of this, any of that. And then our economy would fall. What are you doing, President Biden and the Democrats and Republicans, to ensure America's sovereignty and our safety and that our economy keeps going?
Yeah, well said, Rob. As we saw in Ukraine, it was too little too late for Joe Biden. He didn't do anything to prevent Putin from invading. And now that he already has, now he wants to put down the sanctions on Russia. Not really a deterrent. And as you said, China is next. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on that. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you download your podcast. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.